Hi, my name is Milena.
And my name is Hannah.
And today we are going to talk upon arguing about the relationship between mental health and workplace. The labor market and psychological disorders, financial globalization and the globalization of social precariousness, together with technological innovations and new forms of management, have caused rapid transformations in the world of work. Currently, lack of time is common to many people, who end up sacrificing their lives in search of some result. Thus, many people end up addicted and focus only on their professional lives, forgetting to take care of themselves. Excessive charges, feeling of wear, lack of recognition, accumulation of functions, unattainable goals, lack of resources to perform activities, all this can lead an individual to develop or intensify mental illness. According to data collected in 2017 by the National Institute of Social Security, depression and occupational stress are among the top 5 causes of absence from work in Brazil. Also, in line with Livia Vieira, psychologist at Happy Vida Saúde, with the labor market increasingly competitive and the high rate of layoffs in the country, professionals feel a daily demand for better qualifications and good results. Because they feel pressured, people take on high workloads to exceed business expectations. Compliant with the specialists, these professionals transform their lives at work, and when they do not get the expected recognition, they lose the stimulus to perform their function. This demotivation stems from the lack of recognition, that is, the obstinate worker who does everything to stand out in his job. If he does, tries to give his best, and his goal is to be the best, his life becomes his job. His obstinacy is so much that he begins to measure his self-esteem by the ability to professional success, but he does not feel valued as he would like. With so much effort, it is natural that at some point the stress increases and the body gets old, being able to change the course and reach a severe level of depression. The intensity of the disease varies according to the burden that each person imposes and in their internal charges. The classic diseases caused at work that can generate even the removal of a collaborator are depression, occupational stress, and burnout syndrome. In compliance with the National Association of Occupational Medicine, emotional exhaustion, headaches and muscle, excessive work are some of the symptoms constantly associated with day-to-day stress. All of these features may be some of the signs of burnout syndrome, which is known as professional exhaustion syndrome. According to a survey conducted by the International Stress Management Association, 30% of the more than 100 million Brazilian workers suffer from the problem. In addition, according to World Health Organization data, mental and behavior disorders are among the main causes of job loss in the world. Currently, more than 300 million people suffer around the world from depression, which is the leading cause of job disability. More than 260 million live with anxiety disorders. Many of these people live with both disorders. Thus, a WHO survey estimated that depressive and anxiety disorders cost the global economy $1 trillion each year in the lost productivity. In line with the World Health Organization, common mental disorders affect 30% of busy workers and would be the leading cause of disability this year. In addition, they are the third cause of Social Security sickness benefit in Brazil.
Second topic, why is mental health in the workplace important? According to the World Health Organization, mental health is a state of well-being in which the individual is able to use his own skills, recover from routine stress, be productive, and contribute to his community. Mental health implies much more than the absence of mental illness. Even competition situations are the main causes of work-related stress. Statistics indicate that 1 in 5 people at work may suffer from some mental health problem. These problems will directly impact the work environment, causing lost productivity and absence from work, among others. The organization of work, the submission to authoritarian leaders, the lack of communication between people, the increase in the pace of work, and the increasing demand of productivity are also factors that can affect the health of workers. However, all these afflictions can be mitigated in an environment that provides the necessary conditions for mental health. The relationship between productivity and mental health at work is mutual and depend so that one ought not only depends on the other, but also helps the other to remain healthy. That is extremely important that the company observes its employees and pay attention to the work environment in which it has them, aiming at the balance between craft and well-being. Third topic, what is the role of companies in this scenario? According to the WHO, mental health interventions need to be delivered as part of an integrated health and wellness strategy that covers prevention, early identification, support, and rehabilitation. Who also points out that organizations have a responsibility to support individuals with mental disorders both to continue and to return to work. A recent guide published by the World Economic Forum suggests that interventions in organizations should have 3 approaches. 1. Protect mental health by reducing work-related risk factors. 2. Promote mental health by developing positive aspects of work and employee skills. 3. Face cases of mental health problems regardless of the cause. Other measures include understanding the opportunities and needs of employees individually, thus helping to develop better policies for mental health in the workplace. The guide also suggests alerting employees about support tools and where they can find help inside or outside the organization. According to Felipe Lacerda, CEO of B Corp, an excellent alternative to prevent these problems is to promote programs and lectures that take care of preventive medicine on mental health and involve all employees, presenting new concepts. Furthermore, the flexibility of the workday, the redesign of work, coping with negative dynamics of the environment, and communication about confidential support can help people with mental disorders to continue or return to work. Conclusion. Therefore, the relationship between the labor market and mental health is extremely important. Since in the process of doing a good job with high productivity, the employee needs psychological well-being. In this way, the company needs to be attentive to the behaviors and well-being of its employees if it wants to get a good return on the job. Also, due to the fact that psychological disease lead to absence from work and damaged companies.